Right, and here for a pre-hearing conference to address scheduling procedural matters for MUP 18022. And if I could ask the parties to introduce themselves, their representatives, spell your name for the record, and we'll start with the appellant.
David Moehring, M-O-E-H-R-I-N-G.
For the applicant, Brandon Gribben, B-R-A-N-D-O-N-G-R-I-B-B-E-N.
Lindsay King for the department, L-I-N-D-S-A-Y-K-I-N-G.
Great. All right. I have a set of items that I would like to go through. I'd like to touch base on the appellant's motion for substitution of party and subpoenas. Want to check and see what pre-hearing motions activity there may be, any discovery, witnesses and exhibits. We'll get into those. And then, of course, we need to discuss a hearing date. Are there any other items that the parties have that they need to discuss at today's pre-hearing conference?
The applicant intends on filing a motion to dismiss, so a briefing schedule for that.
Okay, we'll get, I mentioned motions, so we'll get to that. Anything else? Okay. Have the party representatives been in contact with each other yet? Or is this the first opportunity that you've been together?
Yes, the first time.
Okay. I'll remind the parties that through the hearing examiner's office, there is the opportunity for no-cost mediation through the Interlocal Conflict Resolution Group. It's not something that I have jurisdiction over or can compel, but if there are items, either specific items that are not questions of law that you essentially need a hearing examiner to decide, but if there's matters that can be resolved by agreement, whether you see that or not now, I encourage you to take advantage of that and to pick that discussion up with each other. And if you want to, then you simply contact our legal assistant, and one party has to initiate that, and then we can coordinate that. With that, let's take a look at this, the appellant's motion on substitution for party. I understand for the substitution party, you're simply removing a party. Is that correct?
I should get copies because I didn't bring.
You didn't.
The copies to.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did you file this electronically?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, the question again?
The substitution of party, you're simply removing a
That's
party?
That's right.
All right. And typically, I know that we can do motions for subpoena ex parte, but if you're going to include other items in the motion, you'll want to make sure that you serve other parties at the same time. That's everything that you serve on us is required except the motions on subpoena. Then looking to the motion as far as subpoenas, one of the rules, requirements for a motion on subpoena is that the motion describe the relevance of an individual's testimony and the reasonableness and explain the reasonableness of the scope of the subpoena for that individual. And some of this loosely touches on that, but I wanted to, since these can be submitted ex parte anyway, have if you could expound on that for these, then we can round out the motion and I can have a clear idea of what you're requesting.
Okay. So do that now?
Yes.
Okay. So the first of the three that I would like to subpoena is Mr. Ben Roberts. He's the Seattle Department of Transportation landscape architect. Ben Roberts was listed on the documents as the person who would be checking the existing trees that are on the right-of-way during construction. I had prior to filing an appeal, corresponded via email with Mr. Roberts. He was not aware that he was of this project at all. So the reason that I would have Mr. Roberts subpoenaed is to basically get his testimony in terms of his knowledge of the project and the potential impact that should be considered with the SEPA determination.
Okay. And would you be going beyond that or any other subjects with regard to that witness?
No.
on to the next one?
The next one is Tony Schaffner. He is the owner slash developers or applicants hired arborist who submitted the arborist report on record with the SDCI, and the purpose to have him at the hearing is to cross-examine, or not to cross-examine, but to ask him questions on the adequacy of his report and how that impacts the determination.
Okay. And there was a third one.
Third one is James Strange. He is the applicant's geotechnical consultant who also submitted a relatively small report. And the basis of that report was also for the determination of non-significance. So the idea is to, if he's not going to be called as a witness from the applicant's side, is to make sure that he's available to ask questions on the adequacy of his report.
All right. Are any of those witnesses individuals that the city and or applicant intend to call as witnesses?
Potentially, depending on the scope of the appeal after our motion.
Okay. And are there any that you can stipulate to appearing at this time?
I mean, I don't have control over them, so I can't guarantee they'll be appearing.
Okay. Then we'll go ahead with subpoena.
Thank you.
I wasn't wholly clear on the last part of your motion as to timing. We are going to get into timing today, but you referenced Hearing Examiner Rule 2.04 on the computation of time.
Oh, yeah. This goes, I think, later on for when we're actually scheduling the hearing, just to let you know that I have a public records request.
Mm-hmm.
And they have submitted a response saying that they're able to give me my public records no sooner than November 20th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Certainly something we would normally take into consideration at a pre-hearing conference as far as scheduling. And I always ask, that's why I even put discovery on the list, is I don't usually get involved in the discovery, but it's for scheduling purposes, so we know
right.
That's happening. I was just confused by the rule reference, because there is no rule that I'm aware of that requires 7 days calendaring. As a practical matter, it's going to happen, but the rule doesn't say anything about that, so I was just wanting to make sure that I was on the same page as what you're asking about.
Okay. I thought I'd.
All right. 2.04 is a computation of time, so that rule is only about the period of time or matters before the hearing examiner. So, for example, if the last day is on a Sunday, you go to Monday. That's all that rule says. And I'm not aware of a rule that says that the exhibit witness list has to be 7 days from the hearing.
It's actually
a practice that we follow, but I just wanted to make sure that.
Okay, no, my mistake.
But it sounds like we're good to go as far as that's simply an item we can get to when we discuss discovery.
Okay.
All right, let's get to the schedule then for pre-hearing motions. The applicant has indicated they will be filing one. Anyone else plan on filing a pre-hearing motion, the city?
We are going to see the applicants and reserve a right to file a pre-hearing motion as well. I'm not sure the terms.
Okay.
There is the potential.
Well, I'll come back to you then. What about the appellant? Do you have any plans to file a pre-hearing motion?
No.
Okay. So the only motions are that of the applicant, and I guess the only thing that I'm confused about with the city is it sounds like you'd like to see their motion and then file later. Usually there's a single deadline for motions to be filed.
If I say that I'm going to file one, do I have to file one?
No.
Okay. I will file a motion.
Okay. So we're going to set a single date for parties to file a motion, either the city or the applicant.
Okay.
When does the applicant anticipate?
We would ask Friday, October 26.
Okay. And Mr. Mooring, how much time do you need for a response?
Would I respond to that one and the city's?
Yes. Yes, so if the city files a motion, it'll be that same day, so you'd receive both motions.
Okay.
Typically, the rules give you typically 7 days to respond, but if you're responding to two motions, I typically give more time. So just to give you a rough idea of what I would be expecting to hear back from you, but okay. I'm asking you what you think you need. I mean, if you want to truncate your time and come back faster, that's fine with me, too. Or if you're on vacation, that kind of thing I need to know now.
Could I have until November 2nd?
That would be perfectly adequate. And for the reply?
If we could just do the 7th.
Okay. All right, then. I understand from the appellant they have a request out for records that's they've been given a date on already, so that's in motion, and the response, estimated response time is November 20th. Are there any other actions or items for discovery? And again, this is, I don't need to know the details of it so much as I need to know how much time it's going to take for you to complete discovery, so we can schedule a hearing around that.
I don't have any other discovery.
Okay.
Yes, now that, well, how long before the those three individuals that are going to be subpoenaed, how long before they get noticed? Because I probably would want to, can I ask them for some discovery information in terms of records?
We can subpoena them for the hearing. I don't know that we can necessarily specifically subpoena for a deposition. Let me check just a second. Yes, so I guess I need to be clear on what you're asking for. Are you asking that they be subpoenaed for both the hearing and the opportunity for deposition?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're clear on that, that the subpoena will include that. Back to the timing question, what time do you anticipate needing to complete depositions and your records request?
So my understanding is with a deposition, they have a minimum number of days that they, or a maximum number of days that they can reply, the 30 days, I think it is.
Well, they, that would be to a written interrogatory, but this is for a deposition. You actually schedule it.
Oh, okay.
And you just schedule it.
Okay, and it doesn't have to be here?
No, it's never here.
Okay.
Yeah, the opposite.
All right, so let's see.
The hearing examiners, we don't get involved in discovery at all unless there's a dispute between the parties, and then a party files a motion and says, X is not cooperating. Please make them do so.
Okay. So I'm going to say that the depositions will be done by the 20th as well.
Okay.
Of November, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And did Mr. Examiner have an idea of when a decision might be rendered on the motion?
No. I am
understanding that you might be dealing with another matter.
Fully booked, right. So this schedule isn't impacting mine yet. And let me tell you, I wanted to get input from you. And if after hearing the hearing examiner schedule, you want to readjust your discovery or motions schedule, that's fine. But what I should convey is that essentially
I will not take action or review or do anything until after the Thanksgiving holiday. I am fully booked for other hearings, mm-hmm. and in particular the completing the decision on the MHA appeal up until that date. And it's really, it's been a huge displacement this year on a lot of the cases. I'm looking forward to wrapping
yeah.
it up, so we don't have that.
I saw 20 days of hearing. That
right.
was
right. Yeah, it was 4 weeks. So, and the decision, it just has to match that. And so,
And so Thanksgiving, I think, is the third week this year?
Yes. And so the holiday would be on the 22nd, so it would be the week of the 26th that I would be looking to the motion.
Okay.
So I wouldn't expect to get a decision anywhere out later than, earlier than the end of that week, and it could carry into the following week, if that helps. Then let me add for your consideration what our hearing schedule is like for December right now. As part of the continued displacement from cases in the summer, we're getting on top of that schedule to some degree, but we've also had some significant cases scheduled. So right now, well, let me ask, so let me ask the let's figure out how many days we need for the hearing, and then let me double check with the parties too if you want to stay with your discovery and or motion schedule, given that you've got so much time. You know, there's no need to get the motion in next week. There's no need to necessarily complete your discovery by the 20th, given that there's a gap of a month in between. If the parties need time to complete their activities, then you may want to take advantage of that.
So I think we would be available for a hearing date beginning the week of January 7th, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday would be preferable.
And all of those are available. So let's start with that. Mr. Morin, do you have any conflict with those days?
Can I ask?
We may only have one day, but I don't know how long this is going to go. But
right. Can I ask, do people hear about their schedule?
Sure. You're in charge of your schedule.
You said the second week of January?
That's the seven. Right now we're looking to see the second week of the first half of the second week, the week of the 7th.
7th, 8th, or 9th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get a little closer to detail and find out how many witnesses do you plan on calling?
Right now the plan is 13, including the those being subpoenaed, 13 witnesses.
And how many exhibits?
40 to 45.
Okay. And for the city?
3 witnesses.
Okay. And rough volume of documents?
20.
Okay. And for the applicant?
I think we'd probably be looking at most 7 witnesses, which are likely duplicative, and then exhibits under 20, I would imagine.
Okay. That sounds to me like more than 3 days, possibly.
Oh.
If you've got 32 witnesses, given that there's overlap of 3 or 4, I'm not hearing anything different from the parties yet. I mean, even 13 witnesses you get through, I don't know how many you've got a day, but that's, give them an hour each.
I would think 2 days would be more than enough. but...
It may be, yeah. And there's a motion that may remove issues or it may not, but the question is, do you want to run that risk and only schedule it for 2 days, and then when you get to that 2 days, and then you've got two more months before you get to the next 2 days?
I would say let's do the 7th through 9th.
I can give you four now because the calendar's open.
Sure.
So I'd rather do that for you now and have you have the opportunity to complete the hearing in that single week. And
January 7th through 9th.
Okay. So that'll be the 7th through the 10th.
Oh, through the 10th. And you don't have to be
You're
here.
By no means required to use all day.
Just one
day.
Seven. Just one day. We don't know yet.
All right. Well, let me first ask, let's go back to those dates then on the motions. Mr. Gribben, do you still want to stick with the 26th for the motion?
Those dates are still fine with me.
Okay. And Mr. Mooring, for discovery, do you still anticipate wrapping up on the 20th?
I'd like to add a week.
Okay.
So November 27th, maybe.
Sure. All right. Essentially, I think it looks like what we're doing there is that's the discovery cutoff. Is that, or do you plan on doing more discovery after that?
No, that would be the cutoff.
Okay, yep. So I'll just describe it that way in the pre-hearing order.
Okay.
That there's a cutoff on November 27th. All right. Given that there's, I normally would tell you what days going back from the 7th that we would have. Normally what we do is 2 weeks from the first day of the hearing, we have the appellant have their exhibit witness list due, and 1 week before the hearing, we have the city and the applicant due. Given that this is firmly falling right on the holidays, that would be asking that yours is due on Christmas Eve and that yours are due on New Year's Eve. I will be happy to accept other dates if that works better for you.
Yeah, given that we would hopefully have a decision by December 7th, if maybe Mr. Mooring could do the 14th and then city and applicant the 21st of December.
That
sounds good to me. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. I've covered everything in my list. Are there any other items? I'll go back over these, but are there any other items that we need to discuss?
I don't have any further issues.
Okay. Anything, Mr. Mooring?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. So right now what I have is this. We do have a possibility of at least one and maybe two pre-hearing motions. Those will be due October 26th. Response will be due November 2nd. Reply will be due November 7th. There's a discovery cutoff at November 27th. And then the appellant will have their exhibit and witness lists and providing their copies of exhibits to the city and the applicant on December 14th. And the same action due by the respondents December 21st, with the hearing date set aside for 4 days, January 7th to 10th. Any dates that I missed or that need correction or on reflection that we've missed something?
Nope,
it lines up with where I am.
Okay, I think that does it then. Thank you all very much.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.